You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It was super necessary.
God, Anik, my God!
Unbelievable! Just like that! Gone and done! You gotta be kidding me! You gotta be kidding me!
He can't say much other than wow.
Hello.
Yes, mate.
Hi, dear mate. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Good. Thank you very much for joining me. So we are live on YouTube at the moment. So as always, if anybody's got any questions for Shai, then send them over and we'll make sure they get asked. But jump right into it, mate. So the way I normally start these with people first time on the podcast is just getting an idea of how you got started in MMA.
To be fair, I've always been getting into fights from a kid and that stuff, really, to be honest. Because I've got a speech impediment, so I've got when I was younger, it was a lot worse. So obviously, you know what it's like with kids in school, try and make comments and things like that. So I just always used to just get into fights, basically. And then, from there, it's just haven't really looked back, to be honest. But I started with Muay Thai. I started when I was 17, turning 18. Because around that time, a few years before that, mum and dad split up. And then as I was getting older, I was like, I'm kind of like the man of the house now. So I kind of need to learn to defend myself, things like that. And then just started from there, really. So I've been training for about 6 years now, I'd say. So yeah,
kind of just a natural progression. You thought, I'm getting into fight all the time, I might as well earn a bit of money
literally,
out of it.
literally that.
Since your last fight, at least according to Tapology, I'm not sure how accurate that is. I know there's always issues with that. But you've had about a year off since that last fight. Was that planned, or has that been things out of your control?
That wasn't planned. Obviously, my last fight against Reese Teasdale, I think. I lost that one. But I was supposed to fight again the end of the year. Then I had pullouts. And then I was supposed to fight start of this year, had pullouts. And you know what it's like in the game. There's a load of pullouts and stuff like that. But so it wasn't really planned. But in a sense, it kind of works out better for me. Because obviously, since my last one, I've just been doing loads and loads of grappling and wrestling. Because everyone sees me as a striker, but I don't want people to just think I can strike and I can't wrestle and I can't grapple. So for the last year, I've literally just been in a load of wrestling and grappling, things like that, really.
Yeah. You don't want to be seen as like a one-dimensional fighter.
Yeah. This is it.
So in terms of that then, how valuable has that time away from the cage been for you?
You what, sorry?
In terms of that, being able to take the time out and improve your grappling, how valuable has that been for you?
Yeah, for me, that's been a massive asset, to be fair. Because obviously, that's really and truly, that's probably like my weakest point from whole mixed martial arts. But now I've took the time out to work on it, I feel like it's grown a lot. And now I feel very, very comfortable in certain positions where I wasn't before. So, ready? Are you ready?
So, obviously, your last fight didn't quite go your way. Obviously, ended up on the losing end of that. What lessons have you been able to take from that fight?
You know what it is? I feel like I kind of went into it to be fair, I wasn't supposed to fight him. My opponent got changed like a week before, I think, something like that. So I was doing research on the other opponent, and then because of it, obviously, you know, it goes. But yeah, I feel like it has helped me a lot, to be fair. I think that it's opened my eyes a bit, because obviously before that fight, I hadn't lost since my first ever fight. So I've just been winning. You know, when you get a bit confident, a bit cocky, getting a bit arrogant, as they say. But yeah, so it kind of humbled me a bit. So I'm happy I had it. And obviously, being amateur is about lessons and experience anyway. So I'm not really fussed about the losses, to be honest. But yeah, so it has helped me a lot, to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. As everybody always said, it's all about the experience as an amateur, isn't it? So I think, you know, being able to suffer a loss and go through that as an amateur, I think, is actually quite important. Obviously, you're still early on in your career. And in the UK at the moment, we're in what people see as one of the best eras of UK MMA time. How good of a position do you feel UK MMA is in right now?
It's from what I've seen from other countries, pretty much the I don't want to say we're the best, but I'd say we're the best from the UK. Like there's a lot of high level amateurs, like amateurs in the UK, like are really high level, because obviously we train alongside the pros and things like that as well. So like I do definitely think it's high level, and I think in the next couple of years, once all these amateurs start turning pro, you're gonna really see the big difference, to be fair.
Yeah, I've said it for a long time. I think the gap between amateur and pro in the UK right now is actually really quite small.
I personally think it's not a lot, to be fair. Mm. You're right, to be fair. It's not a lot at all.
No, definitely not. So obviously your upcoming fight is over in Amsterdam and LFL New Talent. How did that opportunity come about for you?
Well, I was speaking to my coach, Tom Breeze, and I was just asking him about fights. Like I wanted to get fighting, like, because this year I feel like I need to be active, because in the past I haven't really been active. And then we had a chat about Samurai in Wales, but that was fully all booked up. So the next available slot for fights was this one in Amsterdam. And I'm like, a lot of people like to pick and choose their fights, but for me, I don't care who it is, where it is. I'm gonna turn up, and we're gonna have a fight. Do you know what I mean? So So then pretty much I spoke to him about it, and he was like, yeah. So then they got matched. So yeah, sweet.
Yeah, obviously you're one of quite a few fighters from Renegade on the card. You know, there's a good few of you on there. What's the vibe been like in the gym with, you know, a few of you all training together for the same date and things like that?
It's been good. It's been really good. It's not just us fighting for that. Obviously, there's us fighting on that show, me, Dave, and Will. But there's a lot of other guys that are fighting around the same time, like start of May, end of May, in June. So everyone's just been in camp together, training hard. So yeah, man, it's been really, really good. Like, we can all help each other push and help each other work on things that we want to work on in the fight. So yeah, it's really been good, to be fair.
And in terms of going to a new country, performing for a new audience, you know, a rapidly rising promotion, how excited are you for that? Just a change of scenery?
I'm ready. In a sense, I don't want to sound big-headed, but I feel like I'm supposed to be on them stages. I'm supposed to be in front of the big crowds and things like that. So obviously the event is up and coming. So like, I feel like it's setting you up for like the big world title fight in the future as well. So I can't wait, man. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Renegade at the minute, obviously, you know, you've got a lot of amazing talent in there at the moment. There's you know, absolutely tons happening with Renegade at the moment. Do you think that this is a good occasion, a good opportunity to introduce a wider audience to the talent in Renegade?
Yeah, 100%, especially as amateur. A lot of us don't really get the recognition until obviously you start turning pro and doing different things. But I think it's really going to shine a light on our gym, and especially people from the UK, and start to fight abroad. Because you don't really see a lot of UK fighters going abroad to fight. You see, well, especially as amateur, you see a lot of foreign amateurs coming to the UK to fight. So I feel like the turnaround is good, to be fair.
Yeah, I was thinking that myself, to be honest. Like, You don't get many chances as an amateur, especially to go abroad and test yourself against different opponents. So, you know, shout out to LFL for putting something like that together. Have you had a chance to see anything and see much about your opponent?
I know he's a black belt in karate. I've watched one or two things, but can't really find much, to be fair, but I'm not fussed anyway, because as I'm confident in my ability, and as long as I know how I fight, how I know I can fight, I'm sweet with anybody. I personally think.
Yeah. Is that always your outlook on it? You just concentrate on yourself rather than your opponent?
Yeah, because as I say, everyone's got a plan until they punch in the face, haven't they? So, you know what I mean? It's a big difference when you're in there and you're in front of somebody. Obviously, it's nice to have a plan and what things you want to do, but a lot of the times, it doesn't really happen like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, obviously, there's things I do want to do in the fight, but we see if the fight allows me to do them things, if you get me.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned before, it's obviously a new platform for you, a new audience for you. What can people see in you compete for the first time? What can they expect when you enter the cage?
Explosive. Explosive. And you know, I feel like I don't want to say I'm a crowd pleaser, but the way I fight, I don't like, it's either I'm going to knock you out, you're going to knock me out, or you're just going to hold on to me for 5 rounds. But as I said, I've been working on my wrestling and stuff now. But definitely exciting.
Yeah. Is this just a one fight deal with LFL, or has this got the potential to lead into more?
Well, we haven't really spoke anything about any more upcomings as such, but I do believe once I get on there and I showcase my ability, then they're definitely going to have me back on there again. Like, so I think they've got an event coming up again towards the end of the year. I think October time, I'm not sure, don't quote me on that. But around that time, yeah, so hopefully I'll be back on there again.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And obviously you mentioned that you're looking to be more active this year.
Definitely.
Ideally for you, have you got a number that you're aiming for in terms of fights this year?
Minimum, I want at least 4 fights this year. Minimum. Obviously, this one coming, one potentially in June on Golden Ticket, and then probably squeezing 2 more towards the end of the year. So ideally about like minimum 4, but if more comes, then obviously I'll be super, super happy with that.
Yeah. And lastly, then, before we finish up, just if you want to give a shout out to your coaches and your teammates at Renegade.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out everybody at Renegade, man. Helping me through the camp. We've been in the trenches, putting the work in. So, yeah, man, everybody, literally, there's not even one or two people at some point out, because everyone helps each other in the gym, from the amateurs up to the pros. So yeah, man, literally everybody there at the gym. So yeah, man, big up everybody.
No, it's you know, it's great to see you know, talent at your level, at an amateur level, getting a great opportunity like this. And hats off to the team at Renegade, because obviously, you know, you're producing killers left, right and center at the moment, and obviously you're part of that. So thank you for your time, Shai. I really appreciate it. Can't wait to see it in action later this month. It's going to be explosive, as you say.
Definitely. Definitely.
Right, well, take it easy, mate. Thanks for your time.
I know, mate. Thanks. Have a good one.
You too.
Cheers.
It was super necessary.
Go now.